Bez Hashem, this week is Parshas B'Shalach. As in B'Shalach, you have two Nekudas in the Parsha. One Nekuda is in the beginning of the Parsha, when they left Mitzrayim, as it says, V'Hashem ho'ilach lefneim yoimam b'amud anon l'nchoysam ha'derech, v'layla b'amud eish lo'ayilehem. It was zeicha to the amud anan b'yoim, and the amud eish lo'ayilah. As the amud anan and the amud eish made that the traveling in the Midbar, number one, they should be protected from the wild animals, from the chom of the Shemesh, and made it smooth for them and easy for them to travel. Later on in the parasha we have, they were zeicha to the man, that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave them oichol min hashamayim. As the inyanim, the reason why they were zeicha to this, was when they left Mitzrayim, it says that they left Mitzrayim with Seder lo yosu lahem. They followed, like Rashi brings down in Parashas Boy, they were lechtech achrei bamidbar, the eretz lo yizaruah. As the mind of the bitachon of Klal Yisrael, that they believed in Hashem. Hashem said, go from Mitzrayim, and they went into a midbar. If you think about it, a midbar is a place. There was nowhere to go. There were no supermarkets. There were no clothing stores. There was nothing. But Hashem said, we follow. And not only did they go into Makom, which is kemat impossible to live, a midbar, especially for so many people together, but there's no food, there's nothing to drink. And afilu hachi, they had emuna, and that's what it says, Klal Yisrael was zeicha, Rashi brings to the title, Kodesh Yisrael Hashem, that they put their bitachin in Hashem. And because that emunah and bitachin, that's what we have in the beginning of this parasha. Number one, they were zeicha because they went into a midbar. It was hot and dangerous. The animals, the nechashim makrovim and chayis, as they were zeicha, b'shus ha-bitachin, to the anani ha-kovid, and the amud ha-ish, which protected them. And because they went, and they went without food, seido lo yosu lahem, they were zeicha not stam to food, but to man. Has cold tam, any time you wanted in kol olam hazeh, you taste it in the man. And this is really a limud l'dayrus, and a very important limud l'dayrus. Yitzias Mitzrayim, as Hashem, we should all be zeicha to the gula v'mheira. What keeps us going through the gullus, and as Hashem, it'll be our schus that'll lift us out of the gullus, is when we put our bitachin, when we have a munin bitachin on Hashem, that Hashem will be there for us and take care of us. Whatever the matzav is, especially at times when there's tultulim, when there's hardships, when there's corona, different shakeups that are going on in America, different things people are worried about, of a faket, it's a zman of an asayin, that we could be mechazik and put our emuna in bitachin in Hashem. But putting emuna in bitachin in Hashem, it's not just enough to say, oh, I really believe in Hashem, I think he's wonderful, which is good, it's excellent. Klal Yisrael did more than that. They did a maisa on Pivei Bitachon. They didn't just say, yeah, sure, we believe in Hashem. They went into a midbar, and they went, they followed where Hashem said, even though they didn't know how they would manage. There's so many nisyanis we have in life, whether it's nisyanis with Gezel, or other nisyanis, or Shmiras Tairu Mitzvah, Shmiras Kedusha, Shmiras Lashon, Lachule. But when a person goes in that Eretz Lo Yizarua, and it looks to him like it's very, very hard, and he's going to suffer from the ways of the Torah, and afilu hachi, he holds stark, and he follows, as he zeicha to siyata d'shmaya g'dayla, he zeicha to the amud anan, the amud ha'esh, and thus is what we say in Mizmor LeDavid in Tehillim, in Shal Shudas, Mizmor LeDavid, Hashem Lo Yechsa, v'noz deshi yarbitzeni, amei menuchas yinaleini, Hashem watches over him and takes care of him. And he's zeicha to the man. He's zeicha that Hashem should be mazmin his panasa, even in shver tkufis. And there are shver tkufis. About when you put your moon in, be tachin in Hashem, and you go after Hashem, as Hashem takes care of us. As be'emes, this tkufa, the message of the amud anan and the man is a message l'dayras, and a message of the shmira. Someone who puts his bitachon in Hashem is zeicha to. Not only that, the Nefesh HaChayim in Shar Aleph Perek Tes says, he brings that, Daber al bnei Yisrael v'yisoh, that Moshe Rabbeinu came to be mispal, and Hashem said, "Daba al bnei Yisrael, kolu bahem," as the Nefesh HaChaim says with his beautiful Yisoid of Hashem Tzulcha al yadi minecha. When we have a moon in Hashem, as then Hashem protects us and takes care of us. As Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, now is the time for Klal Yisrael to show their amun in Hashem. Take the step into the Yam. Hashem said the Yam's going to split. Go in. Bishchus that amunah, the Yam's going to split. As Kriyas Yam just happened to Klal Yisrael, bishchus they were heaven, Hashem would be Kareya the Yam for them. As in life, we have so many misyanis in front of us, so many hardships in front of us. But when we have Emunah, Hashem's going to be Kareya that Yam for us, with Zeicha to Kriyas Yamsuf. As May Kriyas Yamsuf, the Emunah Nan, the Mon, the call is Tali in Emunah, the Tachin in Hashem. This is one Nakuta Lechazik, Din Yonim Ma'elu, B'yomim Ma'elu. We need so much Chizuk. The Mechazik, Yamuna, and the Tachin that Hashem could split the Yam, Hashem could do everything. Let's put our moon in Bitachin and Hashem. Everything will be good for everyone in Klal Yisrael. She's able to refuah, Yeshua, and do life because. That's one Nakuda. Another Nakuda. It says, Vayara Yam Vayonos. As the Medrash on the words of in Bereshis, when it says that Yosef was Yonas Hachutza, when Ma'eshes Koy Tifera, she grabbed his begadim and she wanted him to do an Aveira. As he was Vayonas Hachutza, Azok the Medrash, Bishchus Vayonas Hachutza, that he ran Bachutz, as we were Zeicha to Vayar Hayam Vayonus. Why? The Medrash says that the Yam didn't want to split, the famous Medrash. But what did the Yam see that made it split? Atmos Yosef. When the Yam saw Atmos Yosef, and then the Yam split. As the Maral explains beautifully, that Yosef was miskaber on his teva. He really wanted to do the chet. He was a teenager. He was away from home, and she was being mefaken. He was miskaber on himself, and he went keneged his teva. As b'shus that he went keneged his teva for Hashem. As he was zeicha to split the teva, the yam for Klal Yisrael. As we see over here, the power of one yid, Shatya, the yamim of Shevavim, the musugalim for Anashim, to be ma'alim, misraimim, and kedusha sa'adam. As when we see the koyach of one yid who has an asayim binyani kedusha, and he watches himself, that this course there, he's matzal kol klal yisrael, he's kareya b'yam, which is the gemara of gulas yisrael, with mischus yosef hatzadik. See that you could be moisef hashen yazach, in the beginning of Shakpasha, when it says the yin went out of its haim, it says, v'yikach es atzmas yosef. Why is it so important to be madgeshit at the time that they're going out of Yitzhayim? Because thus is the chelik of Yisiyas Mitzrayim. Thus is the hezver, the hemshech of the pasha, Kriyas Yamsuf, with those Atzmas Yosef. And it's a limud l'kulanu when we're in Golus. We should be vayikach es Atzmas Yosef with us. We should take the Atzmas of Yosef. We should take the Musar of Yosef. We should see the schusim, what Yosef was piled. We should take that with us all the time in Golus. There's so many nisyanis in Kedusha Sa'adam. When we mitgaber and we hold strong in these nisyanis, as we're goyim Yeshua, Yislakol, Klal Yisrael, there's so many Yeshuas that all the Yidden need. It's mikoyach, those people that are vayikach atzmas Yosef. They take the mahus of Yosef. Rad Hechon HaKadusha Megiyah, it says the Atmos Yosef went together with the Aron HaKodesh. And the Goyim asked, why? Why is it going together? Hashem HaZeh, Masha Amar Zeh, the Kedusha of Yosef HaTzadik, where Adam could reach, and he could be right next to the Aron HaKodesh, the Aron of the Sefer Torah. That's because when a person is oimid his nisyanis, the kedusha that he's zeicha to, the kedusha that he's putting on himself, he's making himself me'ena sefer Torah, the kedusha Spitz Kedusha Sheyesh. As when we think about this, this could empower us that we could be Shomer Akdusha, B'yamim Ha'elu, that I'm Mesugalim Lekach, that we should be able to be Misraimim and be Misale, to be Mishtayach to the Mida of Yosef HaTzadik, and we'll all be Zecha to Geulois V'Yeshuais. The fear ois, it says, Vayara Am Vayaminu Vashem, and then Oz Yashir, Zot the famous Mechilta, the Medrash, that Bishchus Emune, Sheheminu Vashem, as Klal Yisrael, Wuzochu Va'amru Shira. Shira is a bitui, it's a song, but it's a certain kind of a song. It's a kind of a song that, you know, you're just singing a nice tune. And that's like many of the songs, we're just singing a nice tune. Then there's a very emotional song, when a person is so happy that his heart, Pashit, sings his joy. And it's a sing of the joy of the simcha that's within a person. As b'shchus de'emuna sheheminu b'ashem, like we saw the darga of bitachon of Chai Yisrael, they were zeicha v'amru shira. Because shira is not just words of divrei Torah, and that's also a shchia, but it's a special kind of a connection. It's connecting to Hashem and feeling the simcha of having Hashem there for you, feeling the simcha of having Hashem taking care of you and saving you. He continues the medrash, Kamoisha Klal Yisrael, Ba'osa Yisman V'shar Shira. There's another 10 shiras that Klal Yisrael will sing. The 10th one will be by the Gula of the Yisida. Yishchus Emuna Klal Yisrael Esidim Migol, and they're going to sing another shira. You're going to sing, we're all going to sing together, Be'ez Hashem Meira, a beautiful song from the depth of our heart that will just be mebateh. It'll point out, it'll be a tibur, which excuse my English, I don't even know the English word for it, but it'll be the expression, I guess, of the simcha, the joy in our heart that we have Hashem with us, and we will sing to Hashem a song that we're so happy that we have Hashem with us, that Hashem took care of us, and we're going to see clearly the Godol HaTov of Hashem, and Be'ezus Hashem, it'll be the psicha for the HaTov that will just grow and grow the Asid Lavoi. As Misha Zeicha Va'am Ashira Mizman HaZeh, when we say Az Yasher every day by Shachris, as with Zeicha Ta'am Ashira La'asid Lavai, when we think Kemoisha HaKadosh Baruch Hu did then, Yitzias Mitzrayim, he helped them and he took them out. And every morning we get a chizik from this for a whole day. Hashem is with us. Hashem is going to take care of us. And we say the Az Yasher with Emuna and Bitachin in Hashem. But as is Hashem, we should all be Zeicha the Kariv, Lashir B'yachad, the beautiful Simcha. And we'll see the Tchivas, I see this love, I recall Klal Yisrael, the Meir.